Hello and welcome to day one. This is the Art of the Sacred Feminine. I am so excited that we are here and we are ready to dive into this course and into this first day, which is the heart of this whole experience of finding this wisdom within that empowers you. And that's really what the sacred feminine art is all about, is embodying this universal light source, this life force that's within. You can call this soul, you can call this source, you can call this universal consciousness. And then when we have that embodied within, we move it out into the world through our own unique expression. So it doesn't matter what you call it, it's just how you feel it, how you notice it, how you see it, and then how you move it out into the world. The divine feminine is about creating this integration of the head and the heart, or the intellect and the spiritual. It is about an empowerment process. And the empowerment process is learning to connect back to yourself, back to others, and back to the planet. It's this awakening, this realigning, this new awareness that when we can go within, when we can quiet the noise, our head and our heart can align. We bring integration of the spiritual and the psychological realms together to bring harmony and peace within. And you've heard these terms, maybe, maybe not, about feminine energies and masculine energies. And the divine feminine is about finding the equal balance in both. It is about reclaiming the balance of both these energies. And it doesn't matter if you are a man or a woman, or if you identify as neither or both. These energies are in all of us. And one of the empowerment energies that we work with are both the divine masculine and the divine feminine within the heart center. And when we can embrace both of these together, then that allows us to see things in balance, to feel things in balance, not divided, but as one, as a one whole within the heart center. It's a connection back to self. It's going within to quiet the noise of the head in order to hear below the noise, to see and to feel from a different lens. And when we do that, we're able to connect to our higher self, our spiritual self. We all have both these energetic bodies and spiritual bodies. It's about moving our awareness to source and to all light being within us and not outside of ourselves. It's not separate, but it's in balance. So this is something that we have within, and we can hear from this place when we quiet the noise, when we find that inner temple, that inner space inside of us, that soul self, that universal consciousness. And we use that to channel, to create, to shed, to let go of what's in the way of old patterns, of old ways of thinking and being, in order to be able to express and to move out what it is we want to share with the world in helpful ways. So we express it out to the planet in ways that are useful, in ways that will create that ripple, right? That will light each other up and light up the world. This activates our higher consciousness. So being able to just trust is all about the sacred feminine. It is an ancient art that is at the heart of universal love and life, and at the universal life force. Trusting that the force of life is within all of us and not something that is outside of us. So how do we trust the process? What wants to come through? What wants to shine through? That's what this journey is all about. In order to find what truly lights you up, we have to dig out through some of the wounds. We have to shed and to let go of the thinking and the patterns of belief that don't serve a purpose any longer. And we tend to push that away. We tend to want to avoid that and want to disconnect from that. But if we actually go within and we hear the language, we hear the voice of our higher self, and we're able to connect to that bigger picture and that higher wisdom, then we can clear out what no longer serves a purpose. And as we do that, it raises our vibration and it moves us into the direction of where we want to be and what we want to be doing to live our best, boldest, brightest self. And that really is the art of the sacred feminine. The divine feminine is all about working and connecting with that spiritual part of self. It is about realizing that there is more to being human than just this physical part and this emotional part. But we are spiritual beings. That is the other part of being human, is that reconnection back to that spiritual part of self. So as we are moving our awareness into noticing what is within us and not outside of us or separate from us, and we are starting to embody this other half of being human, which is this spiritual component, this divine feminine, this helps us learn what it is that is no longer aligning and what we want to move out into the world through our own unique expression. This could be speaking, writing, healing, teaching, channeling, dancing, anything that allows our divine feminine energies to move up and to move out through our unique creative soul. It is about filling the creative, intuitive, wise-hearted, centered parts of ourselves with love and light and integrating these parts into the whole self. We have been cut off for thousands of years, the divine feminine part of us has, and it's time to integrate her back into our life to create that empowerment. The divine feminine is about holding that space with the divine masculine, where we're able to hear and to see those soul messages, those core messages from that heart lens, not the head lens of the fears and the worries and the doubts, but be able to really see that we are not separate. There is nothing outside of ourselves that we are not. That is all within. And the shift is what we need to empower our higher self, to see ourselves, to see others, and to see the planet through this lens. And it's the wounds of our childhood that has brought us down, that this generational trauma has clouded our lens of who we are. And these are our personal wounds. These are collective wounds as a planet. And as we connect back to the spiritual part of self and we heal these wounds, we see that we are these amazing beings of light and we have these beautiful gifts and talents that want to be shared. And it's through this unique lens, our individuality, our uniqueness, that we get to express them and move them out into the world and share them with others, that is at the heart of this experience. So as you work with the divine feminine, you will see that these energies are about opening up these magical parts of ourselves, our creativity, our intuition, our wisdom, our sacred heart, our connection back to others, that creates this evolution of growth, that we don't have to be divided and separated and competitive any longer, that this is our time to step up into these leadership roles and to be among others and not apart. This process, this empowerment process, is about trusting what we want and what we want to shine through in order to manifest that world and that life that we desire. We truly can live a heaven on earth. We truly can. So get ready for this beautiful journey with me as we continue to move through this empowerment process by using these sacred energies. Don't forget to check in and leave comments or do the daily questions and let me know what's resonating for you as we move through this. I'm so excited to be on this sacred journey with you. Until next time, namaste.